Hello, and welcome to the Full Moon Message for July 2021. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I love helping people go within, do the inner work, unlock their hearts so they can blossom in their lives. And this new moon, or sorry, full moon, is very much this, it's a really cool one because we're actually moving out of Cancer and into Leo of the sun sign, right on the cusp. And we're dealing with a Leo moon, full moon. And fullness is about coming into potential. It's also called the buck moon. And the buck is the male version of the deer because the deer is now, the male deer has now grown his antlers. So it's a really cool moon to really look at, you know, who have you stepped into? What are you, what leadership are you stepping into in your life? And truly, it's a period of moving out of the Cancer energy from this past month of the emotional realm, the internal realm, and stepping out into the world and really taking action. And it's a really neat, it's like all of a sudden, if we think about the antlers, it's like they're the antenna from the universe, and they're there to help us channel what is the higher ideals, what is the higher calling for us, our spiritual ideals, our humanitarian ideals. That is what the Aquarius energy is. And to really have the courage to start stepping forward into what we believe in, and even our own individuality, but also the place of, you know, really feeling led by a higher pull, a higher vision in many ways. And the Leo energy is very much the sense of visibility, leader, all of this. So it's like, what area are we ready to bring out of hiding? What area are we ready to present to the world? And to have the courage to do it, even if people are feeling a little like, this is out of character, or you might even say things that, it's not so much that you're being, there's a rebelliousness though, like you might not be stirring the pot to be antagonistic, but there is a feeling of doing it differently or stepping out and going, nope, I can't do it this way. I'm going to rebel against whatever group you are part of on some level for the sake of the higher good, for the sake of humanity, for the sake of humanitarianism, right? And that to know that it's okay to do it differently, like this is what's the fresh energy or the energy that needs to come out. So you really want to reflect on your last month of all the inner work you have been doing emotionally and in that feminine realm and the self-nurturing realm, and go, what is it that I've been birthing, and what is it that is coming into potential, right? And really going, you know, I need to start shedding, staying quiet or playing small about certain things or certain areas, and then being able to step out and go, even if nobody gets me, even if people go, that's out of character for me, I am going to have the courage to stand in this. So it's very cool because if you're doing this during this time, there's a lot of support energetically for you to really come into your fullness. And this is essentially, this is the time of summer, which is exactly that. Things are coming to fruition, fruit and vegetables and all of this are happening. But all the work that you've been doing since even the winter solstice, right? Of the inner work and stuff that's been in pain or challenged. And now it's like, I'm presenting the fruits of my labor. This is coming out. And now I am somebody different in many ways. So really taking this full moon, full moon is a chance to be able to go, okay, I'm coming into fruition. What more intentions do I need to set? How can I activate those intentions in a very realistic way? What is in front of me and what needs more power? And still a chance to be able to shed what isn't serving anymore, or of your dreams, goals, intentions, what's not working, and help me align to what is working. So very cool. And so I picked a card for us for this full moon, and it's an owl, and it's saying about see the truth. And how amazing. It's like this idea of when we see the truth, then, and we need to speak the truth, it can actually be quite, truth isn't always easy, and truth isn't always, it can actually break us out of denial. And we are in a Neptune in retrograde cycle until December, so it's going to be a lot of truth telling, breaking out of denial, seeing the truth. It can be hard, right? It can actually mean that there's change, But that when you're aligned to truth, and you know, there's many versions of truth, obviously, but when you're aligned to the divine truth, you know, of harmony and equality and peace and care and wisdom and all of that, and you see through that lens, whatever is in your circle or your community or in within humanity, this is where you are being called to make change, right? So trust your insights, trust what you're seeing of going, this is BS and I need to walk differently. I need to change my course because I can't align with this. I can't go along with this. And then having the courage to be able to step out in a different way and bring that fire energy and that rebellious energy forward. All right. So if you do need any further support, I do offer Fill Your Cup monthly calls, where anyone who's on my email list, you're welcome to come. It's only $5. It's on the first Sunday of each month. We set the intentions for the month. You get an oracle card. Also, I have a free Ask Your Heart free call that I offer one-on-one with potential clients to be able to help you access your intuition within. And it's to help you gain clarity about one burning question in your life. And I will guide you within and really help you get clear about what's really going on. And truly, you have the answers within. And oftentimes, we just need somebody to be able to facilitate that out. And then we'll just chat to see if you have other needs and we can work together. So have a wonderful full moon and wonderful month. Thank you for listening. And stand in truth and have the courage to stand for who you are and what feels right and good in the world. All right. Have a wonderful month.